hopefully, because I don't try and put on an older sound, or I just like making music. Hopefully, it just keeps sounding just fresh to people and not kind of contrived, because I just like songs and it just comes out like that.
It doesn't look as if Michael Kiwanuka has anything to worry about there. Already earning comparisons to Bill Withers, Van Morrison, and Otis Redding, the guitarist and songwriter has been enjoying a remarkable year in a career that's only just begun. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Michael Kiwanuka's voice is so emotionally wise and soulful, you'd never believe he's only 24. Raised in North London by Ugandan parents, Kiwanuka grew up listening to The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, and Kings of Leon. But his parents had a lot of old soul vinyl, and when he heard those records, they moved him in a surprising way. As a budding guitarist, Kiwanuka longed to be a session player, and with the help of lots of practice, gigging, and, oh yes, MySpace, he started writing his own music and made some demos. Sure enough, a year ago, when Adele needed an opening act, guess who got the gig? So, in the last year, Michael toured with Adele, performed alongside Coldplay, put out a handful of EPs, and recorded his debut full-length album, Home Again, which comes out in March. When Michael Kiwanuka visited FUV, he talked with host Kara Manning about his fast rise.
Yeah, from around then, you know, that was like March, we started that tour. And it's just been like a roller coaster. But I mean, you don't really stop to think, so that's quite nice. You're just going to keep going. And as long as there's like a guitar involved, then I'm happy. And then, the last few weeks definitely felt it and thought, well, this is cool.
Right.
It's kind of exciting.
Well, I think so that people can, you know, because your debut album comes out in late March. Are you currently working on it now? Or are you? Well,
we were working on it, and then I've finished. It's basically the mastering and mixing stage. So and that was about 4 weeks ago. That was done, or something like that. I can't remember the timescale, but yeah, it's now done. So thinking of like the order of the record and getting mixes back and stuff, and I'm ready to go and give to the world, so I'm excited to do that.
Paint me a picture that I can see. Give me a touch that I can feel. Turn me around so I can be everything I was meant to be. Lord, I need love. Good, good laughing. Lord, I need laughing. Lord, I need good, good laughing.
Where do you make the leap from being, you're a session guitar player, you're playing, you...
There was loads of musicians just hanging around North London, and they've turned out to be musicians too, and so I'm good friends with a guy called Labyrinth, who's quite
That's
big
That's who
in
I'm
the
thinking
UK.
Of,
yeah.
Like Labyrinth.
Yeah, and we used to play together, practice guitar together, and I used to go to the studio and play.
But where did you suddenly say, I'd like to start writing my own music? Mm. And you didn't think you'd be singing any
of
these.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It was basically because I loved playing guitar and hanging out with all my friends that were musicians, but I couldn't really exercise the stuff that I wanted to, like the music we were talking about earlier. I got more and more into it and more into playing music, but the gigs I was getting weren't reflecting what I wanted to do in my heart, really. So I just thought, well, at home I can just write these kind of songs and listen to this kind of music and have fun with that, and that'll keep that side going. And then when I go out the door to try and get work, I can do the other stuff and I'll be less frustrated. But then I just loved doing it so much more at home and writing songs like that. So that's why I think I decided to kind of put that on the back burner and try and go my own way.
Home again, home again. One day I know I feel home again. Home again, home again. One day I know I feel strong again. Lift my head. Many times I've been told all this talk will make you old. So So I'll close my eyes, look behind, moving on.
There's a live performance from Michael Kiwanuka of Home Again, and before that, Tell Me a Tale. Both songs are on his upcoming album called Home Again, which is out in March. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.